How is everybody doing today?
I want to make sure this is recorded, so just go ahead. Yes, I am. Yeah, so go ahead and record it. Good.
I grew up in a Catholic family ever since I can remember. My parents told me, oh, you have to be a good Catholic. You have to do this. You have to go to church. You have to go to church. So I figured, okay, I have to go to church. I have to go to church. But when I went to church, I just felt bored and I didn't understand what they were telling me. And then when I would see people go up for the Eucharist and to drink the wine, I would ask my parents, what is that about? And they're like, oh, they're going to receive Christ. I said, what do you mean they're going to receive Christ? They're like, oh, well, they're going to take him in. And I said, so they're going to be like him? And they couldn't answer me. And then from then I thought, if they can be like Christ, how come I can't be like Christ? So I wanted to think about it. I was like, should I do this or should I not? And then they pressured me into going for my first communion. And so I went to my classes for first communion. And at first I didn't really know much. And then the teacher was like, well, we'll show you how to pray. So I was like, okay. And then from there I started learning how to pray. And at first everybody else knew better than me. And I was like, why can't I learn? Why can't I learn? And then from there, I was best in class, as you would say. And I knew the most prayers, and I just felt like I was better than anybody else. I said, okay, now I know God more than anybody else. From then, I did my first communion, and I received Christ. But something inside of me was like, this is wrong, and I didn't understand why. From there, they told me I had to make my confirmation. And from there, I did my confirmation, told me everything, what you needed to know. And they told me I also have to confess to a priest. So I went to the priest, and I was like, well, this is what I did. But I just didn't feel comfortable talking to my priest. I said, why would I need to talk to a priest when I can talk to God myself? And from there, I just started thinking. And then when I would see on TV these reports of the priest, you know, what they did with the children, and I was just like, man, and these people, they say that they know God and they're doing these things. And that made me so angry that I just didn't want to go to church anymore after that. And my parents, they were like, no, please come back to church and church. And I said, no, I can't do it. And from there, we went to a trip to Mexico. We went to Mexico City last year in August, me and my mom. And so we went to the Basilica of Guadalupe, which I don't know how to explain.
Basilica.
Yeah.
A cathedral.
A cathedral. And they had this huge, like, picture of the Virgin Guadalupe. And my mom and my aunt were praying and doing all these hand signals. And I was like, I can't do this. Like, who is she? She's nobody. And they're like, do it, do it. And I was like, no, this is wrong. I'm not going to do this. She's not God. Like, why are you treating her like if she's God? And they're like, well, she's the mediator. I said, how can she be the mediator between us and Christ? It just didn't make sense to me. I was like, no, I refuse. And from that, I got a big scolding. And my family was just like, oh, she doesn't like the Virgin and all this and all that. I just say it was a difficult time with my family. And from there, I was just like, you know what? Forget religion. Forget God. I'm done with this. There's so many rules. I tried to live life my own way. I said, I'm going to have my fun. It's going to be about me. I don't care what you think. You can have God, and I can just have myself. Mm. From there, I was partying and drinking and doing all these other things. And I used to say this about people, like, oh, you're doing these things, and I find myself doing the same thing. I was a hypocrite, and I just was like, whatever. And then from there, in August 23rd, the day I was coming back from Mexico with my mom, I started to get really sick. And I was like, oh, great, I'm going to get sick. And then I had to start school the next day. So then from there, I started feeling even worse. And my mom was like, go see a doctor. I said, I don't need to see a doctor. I'll be fine. From there, okay, I'm in my doctor's appointment just so my parents can be like, okay. And my doctor told me that I had some sort of infection in my throat, and she gave me antibiotics. Little did I know, that same night that I took the antibiotics, things got worse. I felt my face tingly. I felt my throat closing up. Like, I felt shaky, and I just, I was really scared. I said, what's going on here? I think I'm having an allergic reaction. I remember crying, calling my mom. I was like, I think I need to go to the ER. She's like, why? And I told her, because of the medication. She's like, okay, you just wait 10 more minutes and see what happens. From there, things didn't get any better. So I had to drive myself to the emergency room, and I told them what happened. And they said it was an allergic reaction to the medication, and I was like, okay. So they connected the IV and gave me my medicine. From there, they released me home. I said, okay, no problem. I'm going to feel better. And next morning, I wake up, the same thing. I felt my face all tingly and my throat closing up. Like, I felt like really weak, and I had a follow-up with the doctor. So she was like, what happened? I told her, well, this is what the medication did. From there, I felt in a regular heartbeat, like I felt like I was gonna faint. My face was like in a palish color, like I felt really cold. And then the doctor, she was like, oh, we need help. They had to get me a, what is it called, that little machine where you breathe? The oxygen tank. I couldn't breathe. I started crying, and I was like, oh no. This is it. Something bad is going to happen. Like, I started crying, and they're like, call 911, call 911. And from there, I was like, no, there's no turning back. I'm done for. I went to the emergency room, and I was really freaked out. I was like, oh, God, I'm going to die right here. I was like, I don't know, what am I going to do? And then from there, I just felt like a really heavy burden. And from there, I called Luis. I was like, I don't know, from all my friends that I had, I just felt a need to talk to him. And I remember he came over and he read scriptures to me. And from there, I started thinking about it, like, this makes sense. And nobody ever before wanted to tell me these things. And I just kept thinking about it. And I felt like a really heavy weight upon me. And then I remember a few days from there, like, I still kept thinking about it. And if I would have thought, oh, if I would have died, I would have gone to hell, and I deserved it. I am such a bad person. I've broken every commandment from the Lord, and He could have sent me to hell. And I remember saying, God, I'm not a good person. I've tried to be a good person. Other people have said, yes, you're a good person from the outside. You can see in at some cases, they're like, oh, yeah, she's a good person. I was not good, and never will I be. I said, God, please change me. Please give me new desires. Please, Lord, let me live for You. I can't do it anymore. I tried, and I can't. I need You, Father. Please change me. Let me live for You. I surrender. I remember from that point, it was like my eyes were sewn shut, and little by little, the Lord was helping me see. He was pulling the thread, and He was letting me see how bad I really am. And I couldn't do it without Him. I tried so hard, and He has sustained me. He's been so good to me. And I had this burden to tell my family, and I've told my family, and they just think it's a joke, and they don't get it. The Lord has given me desires to help those who are lost, and I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for Him. And I just want to live for Him, and I'm done with me. Just let me live for Him. And for His glory. And I'm done with that.
Amen. 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 Glory to God.